A sea of teachers and public education supporters swarmed the State House in November. They were there to put pressure on lawmakers and demand better pay, school funding, and more respect for their field. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jeannie Lindsay reports advocacy efforts focused on public school issues have been boiling over this year, making the stakes even higher in 2020.
It's a Tuesday morning just before 7 o'clock. It's still dark outside, and I'm getting on a school bus with a group of more than 20 teachers from Bedford, just south of Bloomington. We're going to the State House. Anna Wall is sitting toward the front of the bus in a thick red hat. She's an elementary school special education teacher, and she's talking with some of the other teachers about different shades of red they have on and what today means for them.
This isn't something I go to. I don't go to state rallies. I mean, I'd rather be in the classroom.
Wall says she doesn't follow policy really, but she's seen changes in the classroom. And she's joining some 15,000 fellow educators as they call on lawmakers for things like better pay and equitable funding for schools. They also want fewer tests to evaluate kids, schools, and teachers.
And I think I wanted to say that yes, I do stand for something. I stand for a teacher. I stand for all my colleagues that we are working hard.
Fast forward to later that morning. The sun is up and a wave of red-clad public school educators and supporters fill the State House and the lawns outside, carrying signs and chanting different messages of frustration, hope, and power. They even have a marching band blasting music fitting for a pep rally. It's the same day lawmakers return for the ceremonial start to the legislative session. The rallies echo through the building and outside for most of the day, reflecting a national movement called Red for Ed. Many say contentious policy changes and underfunding of public schools over the past decade led us here. And as State Superintendent Jennifer McCormick speaks to a crowd of reporters outside of her office, a few dozen teachers already inside the State House gather to listen.
We are not asking for the moon, nor are the teachers who are here. We are here asking for the basic foundations that makes an education system great and in turn makes a state great.
One of those foundations is funding. House Education Committee Chair Bob Boehning met with a group of teachers earlier in the day. He says right now, money matters are a tough ask.
This is not a budget year, so historically we have not opened the state budget.
He says lawmakers are ready to listen as they rework school measures of accountability and consider a second look at a new and controversial licensing requirement they approved last session. Many educators say they feel disrespected and unheard by lawmakers in the State House, too. Boehning says he thinks more, clearer communication could help ease that tension.
I will say that there's a lot of blame that we need to be accepting as well, that we need to be more open to having dialogue, and I'm not opposed to talking to teachers about where I am, where they are, and let's see if we can come together.
Teachers are already coming together in a way. Superintendent McCormick has encouraged educators to wield their voting power and has been increasingly vocal about their concerns heading into her final year as the state's chief of schools.
Our students deserve every bit of this advocacy that you see, but it is a shame that it takes this type of advocacy to get what our students deserve.
Educators hope to carry that kind of energy into the 2020 elections. It's hard to say how different legislative races could play out with a freshly fired up base of teachers, but next year's race for governor is a big one. The winner will choose McCormick's successor, appointing the state's chief of schools for the first time. And teachers like special educator Anna Wall hope someone will champion their needs in the State House.
I want respect. I want, you know, all the years of education that I do and all the training that I do on my own naturally, that it counts for something.
And to get it, the crowd made it clear. They're ready to take their frustrations to the ballot box next November. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jeannie Lindsay.